Record
Hello
this.
and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Zach, Alana, Matt, Jay, and Rob.
Yeah,
that's
What up?
us.
And today we're attempting to play Marvel Rivals if the patch can finish, and we're talking about The Last of Us Season 2, was it Episode 5? And this is the
Wow.
one where I turned on the show.
I
Wow.
feel like, guys, I have to tell you something. I don't like this show.
Yep.
Wow, this is the one? Okay.
Yeah, this is the one.
Interesting.
This is when the show got stupid.
I think it's been building up for a while. Just none of the characters are likable.
Yep.
What?
Yep. Preach it, sister. Their motivation is, and their motivation is bad, right? We talked about this last week about how, like, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago about how, like, once she's pregnant, they should just turn around and go home. Like, it was ill-advised to begin with, and now it's like basically unjustified, in my opinion.
Screw you. You've never had your mentor slash dad die?
Not beat. No, I suppose I haven't. Not beaten to death in front of me.
Death. I don't know. I guess they're just used to it.
Yeah, human life's not that expensive.
They're like, what's there to live for?
Their baby. Their babies to live for, Alana. God damn it.
Are the babies?
Each other, you know.
Ellie's a bad dad, is what you're
They can
saying.
keep exploring each other's bodies.
Those babies.
So, shall we jump right in? Or do you
No,
guys want to say why you turned on the show, or will it come up later?
I
said why.
I will say
Because all the
what he.
characters are boring.
No, all I said, all the characters aren't like.
Okay. Same thing.
A little
I will
different.
say my piece when we get there.
Okay.
None of their dialogue is very naturalistic, which kind of does take me out. They'll just be like, oh, this hallway's like haunted but empty, and then Dina reacts, oh, just like us. Like, okay, guys.
Hey, by the way, Rob, I was Dina in Superman.
Yes,
She's
Estelle
Hawkgirl.
Merced. Yes, she's Hawkgirl. And I was surprised because I was like, she wasn't much in I guess she was in advertising, but I didn't recognize her in the advertising.
She had
She
a
has
helmet
one
on.
scene where she doesn't have her helmet on, and yeah.
And she's kind of doing her Isabel Merced thing, kind of sassy and doesn't care.
More about Superman later.
Okay.
Spoilers, you had your
No
chance.
spoilers. I'll tell you what happened in Jurassic Park.
Go ahead. Let
No,
me guess.
don't.
There were some dinosaurs and they ate some people.
Do you want to know if Scarlet?
I don't
I
care.
want to go in pure to Jurassic Park reverse.
Jurassic
I want to
Park
go into
rerun.
the sixth Jurassic Park pure.
Like, we haven't.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
know. It's very un me, but the reviews are so bad. I'm just like, all right, I'll take my time.
Look, it's not as bad as Dominion, okay?
Okay, well, I don't know what that means, but okay.
You don't know what that means? I thought you saw them all.
No, yeah, I did see Dominion, and like, it's pretty bad. I mean, that at least is like a chaotic bad. This looks like it's just a boring bad rebirth,
You're boring bad.
It has, like, the
sometimes.
action sequences are fine. And it is Gareth Edwards.
I imagine there's
No,
good
really?
scale to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
They sacrificed Gareth Edwards this time. The sacrificial lamb.
These shaders.
So anyway,
You're
today on
shaded.
Jurassic Park Corner.
Right, so what happens in the episode, Zach? I didn't take notes. It's all
I
on
didn't take
you.
note. I didn't take notes
I just
either.
watched it. Okay.
Then lead the way.
But you
Well,
did take
the
notes.
beginning's the triangulation part, right?
Yeah, the beginning's where they're in the theater and Ellie turns the power on. I was like, why would you do that? Isn't that gonna attract attention? Someone will
Obviously,
be
yes,
like, hey,
especially at
those
night.
lights on.
They established that nobody's near there, though, because they were like, remember, they were like making loud noises before they went into the
Yeah.
theater an episode or two
That's
ago.
true.
Did you know that
But
light
then there are
travels farther than
patrols.
Did you know that light travels farther than sound?
Do you notice that all the windows were covered?
No, Jay, stop trying to defend the show.
I just hope they'd
Okay.
be smart enough to turn it off at night, because at night you'd be able to see it, for miles.
Craig
I
Mazin
mean,
went to like Yale or Harvard or one of those. He knows what he's doing.
if anything, I would assume they would hear the guitars and the music over seeing the light.
Oh, they added Phoenix?
Yeah.
Yeah, light travels further than sound.
No, but it's more obvious. You don't need to see the light. You can hear it.
You have to be looking
Right.
at it. If you look
Yeah.
at it.
Okay.
It's just
It's
ambiance. You
true.
would note that's noticeable rather than like having to see a tiny little light from a window crack, right?
Oh yeah. Okay, wait. Actually, guys, we skipped the cold open, which was the flashback with Harrington talking to that, interrogating, debriefing that woman. And she was like,
Oh,
it
right.
was in the
Yeah.
air. The spores were in the
Or
air.
basement level 2, it's in the air.
Oh, yeah.
My son Leon's down there.
And I and even I knew that that was a thing from the games, where there was like clouds of
Yeah.
spores where it's extra contagious or whatever.
I thought that
Yeah.
we knew that already in this series.
I
Did
don't
not.
So in the series, they don't really talk about it because they think it's they don't necessarily track it down to the spores. This is like an evolution for them.
Mm. Nice. And that's good. We talked about this in, I think, the season premiere about the ever-changing threat. They gotta kick it up a notch.
Yeah.
You think they're safe. That's when they hit him with the smart zombie or whatever.
Yeah, all the scenes without Ellie in them are just so refreshing. Yeah. The other problem with this episode is there's no Jeffrey Wright. Come on.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Because he's not Ellie.
Wow.
Yeah. Because you don't have like somebody who's just an asshole all the time for no reason. She's like the Guy Gardner of Last of Us.
Very relevant reference. Yeah. That haircut ought to be against international trees. Or whatever she said.
Yeah.
What's her name? Dina's triangulating and she tells Ellie she's too stupid to know how to do it.
I was like, you're so smart. I love you.
So Ellie goes, wanders around. I like the part with the theater. And then I was like, is she going to sing another song?
Nope.
Yeah.
Like two guitar songs is too much.
Right.
Well, yeah, in the game, that's where I spent like a half hour playing the guitar.
Because you could like play fake guitar on it. Like, you'd be like A chord, C chord. Like,
if you watch, there's clips of people being really good at it and like doing legitimate songs. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, so Ellie finishes, the thing pops out and tries to kill her. And then they figure out that there's a gap in the patrol lines, right? They never stop to think, now, why would they have a gap in the line?
No, they do say at least. They do say there's infected. They're like, she's like, is there infected there? Another, I think Dina says, like, probably. So I think they know, but they're very laissez-faire about the whole thing.
They've taken down multiple, so I mean they don't care. They're amazing at this. As long as they're together and they can hulk, then they're good.
Yeah, I mean they were doing that in episode one, which made me mad at the time. But I was like, it has to be easier to avoid the patrol than to go into a warehouse full of infected. But I guess not. And this is where I first started to be like, is this the episode where the show turns dumb? And I was right.
It's like they realize they're video game characters. Yeah, they're like, we can kill 100 zombies.
Yeah.
Send Ellie in first. You can't get turned.
Yeah.
But she can't get ripped apart, which they don't worry about.
Nope. Is this the one where she like does almost get ripped apart? Or was that last episode?
Yeah. No, this is the one where a bunch of zombies go on her and they just kind of nuzzle her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crypto. More Superman references.
But yeah, so they go at night and they're like, okay, guys, I actually remember this pretty well. The searchlights are on the top floor. So if we go on the bottom floor, they won't be able to see us even though our lights are on. Again, stupid.
What do you mean? They turned off their flashlights?
No, they had their flashlights on, the ones attached to their backpacks. They totally have them on.
They turn them off.
They had them on when they were inside.
I don't care. It's whatever.
Okay,
they had them on when they were outside. And they cinemas got to the area.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Okay. Yeah, wait, I'm trying to remember. Okay. So they go in, and everything's quiet, and then they meet more smart infected. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
And I did I'd like the part where more and more and more appear. But then once they get surrounded, I was like, oh, something stupid is going to happen to keep them alive. And I was right again because Jesse shows up.
Something stupid is about to happen.
WLF, because they were like, don't shoot your pistols because the WLF will come. And then what does Ellie do? Shoots her pistol immediately.
Yep.
That's right.
I remember that.
Yeah, Jesse showing up is insane.
He just appears.
And then he explains that he's like, well, I saw your map in the theater. And they're like, well, how'd you find the theater? He's like,
leave a map in the theater?
Why do they need a map?
Find your way around. Why didn't they take it with them?
Yeah.
They have another map.
They got some sort of AAA map perhaps you'd like to drive.
I mean, they know where they're going. They don't need the map.
They've never been to Seattle before.
But they know the immediate area that they need to go to.
Right. Okay, so anyway, so Jesse shows up. He starts blasting. At least somehow doesn't get bit again, even though she was getting nuzzled. And then the WLF chases them into the woods. Where they meet the Scars.
Yeah.
The Scars show up. And I thought this was a pretty good twist. Even though it is kind of ridiculous that the Scars and the WLF live apparently like a 2-minute walk away from each other.
Live on the island where there's not good natural resources. And the WLF live in the city.
I don't have a problem with it. It's like battle lines. Like, right? Yeah, it's like leave easy company. And you do a 2-minute walk and then you're on the German lines.
And we do assume it's 2 minutes, but like, you know, they could have been walking for like half hour. It's just, you know, weird TV time.
I don't remember this part. So they run into the Scars and then what?
So the WLF are like, we're not going in there. That's Scar territory. So they're hiding. They see the scars kill a guy gruesomely.
Yeah, they do.
And then Dina gets hit by an arrow, and Ellie runs away from her two buddies. And then it's like a whiteout, and then she sees Joel.
Wait, she runs away?
Yeah, she runs away. No, like she says something like, "I'm going to go for help" or whatever.
I'm going
to
go.
No, she tells Dina to run, and she's going to distract.
A J maneuver.
Damn straight. It's a legitimate strategy.
Hey, go on, sorry.
Go. And she tells him to go, and she'll distract him because she's healthy and she can't be hurt by zombies or anything in the world, apparently. So she, and she's better at the stealth game. She's been doing it for a lot longer. So she tells.
She was in all of season one.
So she tells Dina to go and meet back where they need to. And so it's a it was a very heartfelt moment.
Yeah. So then something happens to Ellie. It's not exactly clear what, but she, I guess, gets knocked out because she dreams. But she dreams of Joel. So whoever said he was going to come back in a flashback, you were right.
Yeah, I mean, she gets cornered. She doesn't get cornered, but she gets basically trapped, and someone and one of them and the scars sneak up on her.
Oh, okay. And yeah, that's the episode. There's
What about the whole part where she's chasing after?
Yeah, I forgot about that part.
Yeah.
That's how non-memorable it was. I actually did like that.
I think the Nora scene is what leads to that Joel dream sequence.
Yeah, no, they escape the park, and then Ellie decides to take on the whole army herself. She runs in the hospital and finds Nora.
Oh, yeah, this was also stupid.
Who is Nora? Who is Nora?
Nora's the shaved head girl.
Yeah, who is with Abby.
Where's Abby?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Where they go down into the spore zone.
Yeah, that's right. B2. Yeah. The part where Ellie is like running after Nora, where all these WLF guys are like shooting at her. It's like something out of Star Wars.
Out of our games of Battlefront.
Yeah, exactly. I did like
Luke. Get Luke.
I did like the part where she was like facing off against Nora. And,
yeah.
Nora's like, "I'm not gonna tell you."
I was like, "How would you find me?"
It was kind of crazy when Nora's like, "Your dad killed all our people and he prevented them from finding a cure. So he kind of deserved to die, right?" And Ellie's like, "Well, I'm gonna kill you
still
right
now. You're still my dad. I don't care. I don't care what you did."
Okay.
And that scene's a little different than the game, because she does mention, she's like, she knows that Joel essentially killed all those people. So like the timing with the game is a little bit different.
Okay.
But maybe we'll find out this season why she knows.
Yeah. So anyway, so at some point while beating on Nora, I guess that's when the dream sequence starts. I guess I forgot that.
Yeah. Part. I think because it's like such a cruel ending, I think they wanted to end on a light note and kind of like set up the next episode. So
and what is the part, what's the flashback? What's with Joel? What's
like
he doing?
He's sleeping, and Joel says, "Hey, kiddo." And she's like, happy. That's
yeah. It.
And that's what I was happy.
Pearl Jam song and nice end credit roll.
Yeah. They're in a house. I don't know which house.
It's a flashback.
Yeah. It's a flashback. Or.
I need a healer.
Or Dream.
Do we have Jeff? Isn't he the healer?
Dream Joel. Yeah, so that's the episode. I thought it was dumb.
I thought the part with the spore clouds was kind of cool.
Yeah, I like that too. If I had to be a zombie, I'd rather be like part of a structure than like trying to kill people.
But like at this point, it's clear that it's like it's going to be them in Seattle. I don't think it's a spoiler to say it's them in Seattle for like the season. It's like, it's just like, is this really, all it's cracked up to be?
It's everything.
Seattle?
They're on the hunt for Abby.
Is this the whole season? Well, no, is this what I want the whole season to be?
No, of course not.
What did you want?
I don't know, variety?
Gripping drama?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you got Jeffrey Wright.
You're obsessed with Jeffrey Wright. He's not going to date you. You're already married.
He's married.
He's already married, Smokey. Yeah. Okay. God, we just took two losses.
No, maybe we should retreat. Like Zatanna or something.
What about Zatanna?
She died. One of these people looks like Zatanna.
Wrong company.
We've got company. All right, cool. So, anything else to say about this episode?
No, I didn't like it.
It was good. What did you like about it, Jay?
I always like it.
it doesn't matter. I liked it. Okay.
I like that Jesse's back. Actually, one thing I did want to mention when Ellie's like, "We didn't need your help. We were fine until..." And just like, "You were fine until when? Until when?"
Yeah. Huh? 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 Yeah.
I am a smart aleck.
Low key.
God. And fun fact, the actress that plays Nora is going to be like the star of Neil Druckmann's next game. Intergalactic, The Heretic Prophecy, which is one of the worst names of all time, but the game looks kind of good.
It's going to be Dune.
Yeah. Dune. At least, yeah, I think Dune Part 3 is going to be just called Dune Part 3, which is nice. Yeah.
But... I thought it was called Dune Messiah.
No, it's not, Zach.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zach.
Pay attention to the internet.
I thought it was called The Butlerian Jihad.
It's not funny, those things. It's called Dune Part 3.
My guess is because Messiah is a crazy book, they're like, we're going to adapt it, but only a little bit.
It could be like a fake, it could be a misdirect, Rob, like how they said they were going to make a Serpent Society movie, but it was actually Civil War.
Barely?
Yeah. The Serpent Society movie, yes.
Yeah, it was at Comic-Con. They were like, yeah, we're going to make Captain American Serpent Society. And all the nerds were like, yay! And then it was actually Civil War. And they were still happy. But everyone totally bought it that they were going to make a Serpent Society movie because that's how insane it was.
Whoa, it says... I get Thoth. Okay. I thought it was Thor.
Time.
See why they would hide that, but that's weird.
If we're doing question of the day, I'm going to call Guru in.
Yeah, go for it. You
yeah, do it. Beat him up. Beat him up.
Question number one comes to us courtesy of Zach, and he assures me that it's worth doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
What sound does the Popeye song end with?
What song does the Popeye sound end with?
Does the Popeye song end with? Is that goes, can you hum a few bars of it?
I'm not a million years old.
Toot toot. Guru disagrees.
Boink.
It's boink boink. Wait, how does the song actually go?
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Boop boop.
Exactly. I live in a garbage can. Boop boop. Is that it? I'm strong to the finish because I eat my spinach.
This the spelling? I don't know the spelling.
Like if you have to like if I read in
the song. Interpretation. Popeye the Sailor Man.
Woot, woot. What? I think it's woot woot. Isn't it just like a boat whistle, right? Because he's a sailor.
Woot. Yeah, I say toot toot. Toot toot.
I mean, yeah, you could phrase it like that.
What do you think?
Is he?
Okay, Rob?
I had zero memory, but the way you said it makes me believe it's true.
Well, Rob's like, I agree with whichever one of you guys, you know.
The strongest feelings about screams. It.
Yeah, exactly. It's most confident. It's been years, yeah, since I've seen it.
Guru says point point.
Point point? That doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
That's what Zach has been telling me. And I said, let's validate with the Tuesday night game.
Let's validate with the brain trust. What do you say, Jay? Here you go. Yeah.
He's in between you and me.
Jay now, actually. I take it back. Sorry. Sorry, Zach.
Okay. Question number two comes to us courtesy of Guru.
What was the answer?
There is no answer. Do interpretation.
Yeah. That's like, yeah, none of them have an answer. That's the whole point.
There
question number two. No, I don't think it is. It's a sound. It's just a sound.
Yeah. Wasn't it to what is the sound?
Yeah.
Yes, it was Jade.
Of course.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Okay. Mm-hmm. Question number two comes to us courtesy of Guru. I sing part of the groomsman dance song from memory. And I can do this really easily because unlike some people, I spend a lot of time practicing. So I'll go last.
So you can hear the correct version.
I'm not just going to say it and then have you guys all copy off my homework.
First.
I almost have it, though. I did practice as well.
I'll start over.
Zach, you're doing
Tune,
not the lyrics.
I know the lyrics.
Oh, nobody knows the lyrics, Guru. Don't ask us to say. Let me hear you shout. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Matcha, matcha, man, matcha.
You mean like the matcha coffee tea?
Yeah, like that.
Don't you want to?
I think my question is not right. with the proper lyrics that you guys remember.
I need to get refreshed and just try to do them anyway. How about you? Is Lon still busy?
What question?
Sing the Groomsman dance song.
Sing part of the Groomsman dance song from memory.
Good job,
Lon.
Thank you.
Yeah.
More than you did, Rob, so, you know.
Okay.
Matt, I think you were going to go now, right?
I did a bunch of them. Let me hear you shout. I don't know any of the like words.
You didn't say what's the word. You said, do you know? Do you?
Yeah,
what you remember of it?
Yeah.
The words would have been like for extra credit, but that's okay.
Okay.
You can't change the rules in the middle.
Something like that. I don't know the words. I'm gonna offend Guru if I keep trying to do them.
I think we've all offended her.
The reason why I asked the song was also because it's Punjabi. It's not Hindi, actually.
So you don't understand it either?
I understand it, but it's not what I speak.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right, we are getting our butts kicked over here. The freaking alt.
Good job, everyone.
Thank you. Let's do another one because I feel like that was kind of a joke one, if you don't mind my saying so. Yeah, you heard
I mean,
me.
It was more like a trivia than a question of the day.
Yes, correct. All right, question. So, real question number two: what is the number one quality you look for in a friend?
Heels.
You know, if they like my company. Let me take that back. Because people like me, that doesn't mean I like.
Well, I'll hang out with anyone as long as they love me. Love me. That's all I ask
if
of you.
You love me. I
say for me, like agreeableness, like not getting been out of shape about stuff.
How many people say they're your friends, but they don't really like you? Maybe that's just me.
Is it a girl thing?
That could be.
I would say it's like somebody who's like not annoying. Like who doesn't bother me to be around. Because I feel like I can get along with most people, like in terms of interests. Like even if we have no interests in common, I'm still interested in like what you're doing. But if you're like an annoying person, it's like, yeah, no, I don't want to be around you. My time is valuable. I'm not gonna spend my time with people that bother me.
Who are you, girl? What do you think?
I lost my answer after I heard the word Matt said.
Before what?
Said I lost my thought after what Matt said.
Oh, no. What Matt said.
Because it was so deep and profound.
Yeah, that's such a good answer.
Thank you.
It's a little low-hanging fruit, I think.
Oh, as opposed to yours, do they like me?
Give me a surprise!
Well, I'm not surprised a lot, trust me.
My daughter.
What does that mean? Getting personal?
She was like, your teacher, she was hanging out with these girls at lunch, and they like were really mean to her?
Yeah, good point.
Not ringing any bells.
Okay.
Karen.
Okay, Zach remembers, so it's two against one.
Okay.
Are you agree, you had one?
Yeah, I think keeping me honest than being nice.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, like being nice is kind of important.
I guess.
Be nice to me. I guess they don't have to be nice in general.
Be like a fun kind of mean. Yeah.
Sassy.
Until you get caught in the drama.
Oh my, yeah.
All right, Jay, what do you think, Rob?
I would say I kind of going against Matt a little. I think they need at least one or two interests. It doesn't have to be like every interest, but at least like one that we can like default to talking about, even if it's like... You know, even spilling the tea or something, like that we have some similar group of people that we're chatting about. I don't know. Just there's got to be something.
I agree, Rob. The only thing I would say that is like, I don't think it needs to be the number, like that's not the number one quality, right? Like all you need to do to be friends with someone is have one interest with them. Like, I think you need to have more than that.
You don't like anybody's answers.
I'm trying to have a spirited discussion here. Damn.
I don't think so. It's more like someone says something and you just don't agree. Nobody disagreed with yours.
I agreed with Guru.
That's no true. One agreed with mine. I said, they heal me.
Oh, yeah.
They heal you?
Yeah.
Where's Jay? I better heal him.
Spiritually?
Whoa.
Jeez. We're the Phoenix.
So, Jay, are you sticking with heal glitching. Me? Or do you have a different one?
No, that's my answer.
You're sticking with it? Okay. Is that like in a video game or like in general? You need like a doctor.
Damn it.
Okay.
Emotional support.
No, fuck the emotional support. I want full-on healing support.
Mental support. Crack my back.
When I'm DPS, I want you to heal me.
All right, I think that's everybody, dude. Question number three.
Okay. Question number three comes to us courtesy of Alana.
Alana?
Yes, she asked me sent me this a long time ago.
A while ago, I think.
With the question of have we done this? And I don't think we have. So the question is, what's your family motto? Now, I know we've done personal motto. But right. I don't think we've done family motto.
No, I don't think so.
What's your family motto?
It's all about me.
Is it time for Dominion?
Yeah, Dominion.
Sure. It's all about me, as Jay's family motto. Our family motto is going to make an exception for us, as we've discussed many times.
Well, we can do our own. I think ours is like, what are we eating?
You mean you and your family? Like you and your husband? Or
oh,
like
me and Andrew? No, I meant like...
Well, that's what I'm asking you.
Okay, fine. For me and Andrew, you want to see some Bobby pictures?
That seems accurate.
That's good.
That seems very accurate. Wait, you're saying for like the family, including me and Zach, it's what are we eating?
Yeah, that's all we talk about.
That's not true.
Maybe
that's
all
true.
You talk about. Damn.
Your immediate family is definitely going to make an exception for us. Come on.
Yeah, that's true.
I agree. That rule doesn't apply to us.
Yeah, that too. I don't think me and Guru have a motto. Our family's too new.
What's the motto with you?
Nobody else has said that yet.
I think it's my immediate family.
Yeah.
I should have thought about it. We definitely have some, but
about having families, everybody.
Which family? I have so many to choose from.
That's the exception.
Yes, that's right. The original five.
Friends are family.
It might be like we show up. Like, we'll show up to stuff.
That's a good motto.
We said that in the past. Like, we'll show up to events. If you invite us, we'll go. Yeah.
Except you said specifically you weren't going to come to my baby shower.
I did. When did I say that? I didn't say that. In Fairfax? I said I didn't need to because I was invited to Connecticut one. And why go to both?
That sounds like a no to one.
I'm going to Alana's baby shower. I am going to Alana's baby shower.
I'm just Josh.
Which one?
Pagler.
I have one for Guru and me. We're lucky.
Yeah, seriously.
Whatever.
Well, I guess
Prove your luck.
But I guess along that same line, another one is the Jim Harbaugh, who's got it better than us. We say that a lot, too.
No.
Jay with the 5-2. Nobody. So many good trashing options. Okay,
I don't know. I would say my family, I don't know. We don't have a motto, but I feel like we're always just like, yeah, that's fine. I don't know. Like, there's not a lot of effort put in. Yeah, I was just like, we don't cook elaborate dishes, I feel like. I don't think we go on like very extravagant vacations. They're just like, yeah, we'll just go here. Yeah, I'm like, okay. It's very... bare bones. That's just their vibe.
Okay.
Yeah, like a class.
What was that? Right. You want to share with the class?
Guru said, our motto might be, what's for dinner? I said, yeah, Alana has something pretty similar.
Nobody else eats dinner. That's just you guys. Nobody else has to think about what's for dinner.
Yeah, right. Thanks for the thoughts. All right, anything else, guys? All right, see you next time for more Last of Us. Thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at 8 p.m. at twitch.tv/MCSlanty and group up with us next time.
Bye.
Yeah.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you, come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose to Tuesday Night Gaming. With the siblings and Jay, listen while they play.